Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Hi, this is Connor Brantley, host of Hello, the Future is Calling. And this is Our Future is Missing, Voice America Kid. Please be on the lookout for Philip Pinnock, African American, and is now 22 years old. He went missing from the Dallas-Fort Worth area on August 17, 2005 at 5 o'clock. Philip is 5'6", 130 pounds, brown eyes, and brown hair. He may still be in the Dallas area. Philip has a pierced ear and a gap between his top front teeth. If you know of Philip's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-5678. To see a picture of Philip, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, OurFutureIsMissing.com. Thank you.
Welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Channel. A look at fashion, entertainment, news, and life experience. Now, here's your host, Terrence Rogers.
Welcome to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. Gosh, it's been a while since I have talked to you, but you know what? I'm here and I have a brand new show and I have a lot of interesting stuff I want to talk about today. And, you know, I guess, you know, what I'm going to talk about today is kind of a subject that everyone can relate to. And basically, it's astrology, and that's going to be part of my show is going to be astrology, and later we'll cover other things. Had a special guest that was supposed to come, but he wasn't able to make it, but that's fine, because there's always next week. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about zodiac signs, and basically, you know, the months, and you'll know which one you are because I'll give you the date and the month of between which one. Yeah, so et cetera, et cetera. So I guess first we can start off with Taurus, and that's my sign. I'm a Taurus myself, and if you were born between the months of April 20th or May 20th, then you are a Taurus. So Tauruses, listen up. Because I have some stuff to tell you that, you know, you can say, oh, yeah, that is true. That is so me. You know, for the most part, I mean, I think what I found on astrology.com is pretty, you know, significant because these are experts in the field that, you know, come up with these type of things. And I'll read you a little bit about it because I'm a Taurus and I know how Tauruses are because I have Taurus family members. All right. So here's some of what it said. Taurus is the one who has immense perseverance, even when others have given up. The Taurus rages on, solid and persistent, just with Tauruses. Another thing about Tauruses is they're not fond of change. And I tell you, like, for example, I was living back in my old house, and this was about 2.5 years ago. My dad said, hey, I found a new house, really nice, you know, better than the house we were living in. You know, we're moving in a few months, and hey, we're packing our bags, so start getting ready. And, you know, not only was this in the middle of school, but also I wasn't ready. I was like, you know, we're comfortable with how things are going, what's going on right now. We're not ready for stuff to be switched and swapped. And so I was feeling a little uncomfortable. And, you know, I told my dad, hey, I'm gonna stay over here with my grandparents until school's out. Then I'll move in. Because I had to get used to change because we're not fond of change. We don't like it. We like the familiar, you know, the routine comfort of life. Taurus is easygoing and not one to pick a fight. But if some poor soul should attempt to provoke the Taurus, the wrath will be known for their temper is underneath their calm surface. So basically, Tauruses are very slow to anger. They don't get upset by little things. It takes a lot to, you know, make a Taurus blow up, kind of like, you know, the bull. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen, you know, bull shows and stuff. They mess with them and, you know, they really rage and somebody gets hurt. So that's kind of how a Taurus is when it comes to their temper. But, you know, for the most part, they're pretty easygoing. They like decorations, color, anything that appeals to the senses. They like their homes nicely decorated and they like to show off their, you know, hey, look what I have. It looks nice. You know, that's just how they are. However, they are down to earth. They're not too flashy and they're not too over the top. Tauruses can be secretive, opinionated, and stingy. That is true because I've talked to some Tauruses. They're easygoing and stuff, but When they have something to say, they're going to say it, and, you know, whether nice or not. Also, Tauruses can, you know, tend to be self-indulgent and lazy, and they are master procrastinators of the zodiac sign. I totally agree. I procrastinate when it comes to something I don't want to do. I mean, I'm getting better at it as the years go on, but when it comes to something I don't really feel like doing, I do procrastinate. So some of the strengths are they're dependable, persistent, they're loyal, patient, and generous. Some of the weaknesses are they're stubborn, lazy, possessive, and a little materialistic. So let's move on to Virgo. And if you were born between August 23rd and September 22nd, you are a Virgo. Any questions about these zodiac signs, if you agree, disagree, send me an email, voiceamericakids@gmail.com. We can chat it. We can chop it up. All right, so for Virgos. Virgos exist in the mind. Virgo is also an earth sign, and I get along great with earth signs. I'm compatible with earth signs. We have a lot in common. I have a lot of Virgo friends. I find them amusing. They're funny. You know, to the world, the Virgo presents a calm, cool, and collected exterior, but on the inside, you know, nervous, uncontrolled intensity, and in the mind, they're always trying to figure things out, how to improve things. They're analyzers, they're thinkers. How can we make this better? My stepmother was a Virgo. She liked things spick and span. Come on, we got to fix this. That's how she was. So I know a little bit about Virgos. However, they are pure, and their motives are honest and rarely malicious, and they always want to accomplish something. So some of the strengths about a Virgo is they're analytical, they're observant, helpful, precise, and reliable. Some of the things they could work on is that, you know, they're a little skeptical, they can be fussy at times, and also interfering. So that's it with Virgos. Let's move on to Pisces. And if you are born between February 22nd and March 20th, that means you are a Pisces. Let me tell you, my father is a Pisces, so I know a lot about Pisces. I have a Pisces friend, and Pisces is probably one of my favorite signs of the zodiac. I find that we hit it off pretty well. Let me read you a little bit about them. Pisces sign is mystic and mysterious and the spiritual unknown. By the way, their sign is the fish sign. It's a water sign. Pisces live in two worlds, the real world and the spiritual or mystical world, where they want to, you know, interpret and see things the way they want to do it. They do this to avoid some of the pains and the realities and the sufferings of, you know, the world and what's going on. They also have extreme emotions, you know, both good and bad. So when they're passionate, to put it this way, if there's something that, you know, upsets them, it upsets them deeply, you know, because they're sensitive people. If there's something that, you know, makes them happy, they're excited, they're ecstatic about it, just because they're really sensitive and they're, you know, that's how they are. My dad, he's a prime example of a Pisces. He fits his sign well, like, you know, a suit from Burlington Coat Factory. He just fits it perfectly. Pisces is the most sensitive sign out of all the zodiacs. So some of the strengths of a Pisces are they're compassionate, they're adaptable, they're accepting, they're devoted, and they're imaginative. Some of the things they could work on is they're a little bit oversensitive, self-pity, they're a little lazy, and, you know, let's move on to something else. Now let's talk about Libras, and I have a couple Libra friends, so I know about Libras as well. Libras are very outgoing, they're the diplomatic people of the zodiac sign, and they're able to put themselves in other people's shoes and see things through another person's point of view. Which is why, you know, for the most part, I like the Libra, because, you know, it's like they're friendly, you know. They're, you know, most Libras are outgoing, you know, they're easy to talk to, they're understandable. You know, they're always the ones that want to make things right, and they have a balance and harmony in their life. They like to they just like to chill out, you know, they're a chill zodiac sign. Libras also feel better when they're in a group, you know, when they have people to talk to, when a lot of people are around them. They're intelligent, and, you know, they hide it because they have a really easygoing exterior. So sometimes they hide their intelligence, but they express it through their creativity. And let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll talk more about this. Terrence Rogers Show, Voice America Kids. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Voice America Kids. This is the Terrence Rogers Show. So glad you tuned in. So glad you're still listening, because before we left off, we were talking about zodiac signs, and a lot of people can relate to this, you know, whether, you know, there are some that don't believe in it, which is fine, but it's fun. It's fun to talk about. And, you know, there are some things that we talk about when it gets to your sign. You're like, oh yeah, that is right about me. I mean, you know, I was talking to someone and they were saying, it's weird because, like, you know, people say, you know, hey, you act like your mother or you act like your father. And, you know, astrologists say, no, this is your sign. You act like this. And it's just weird because, like I said, my dad's a Pisces. My mother is a Capricorn. Me personally, I think I have, you know, some of their a little bit of both of their traits. I have the easygoing, softness, understandable personality that my dad has. And I also have the strong perseverance and the smarts and the loving nature that my mother has. So I think I have a little bit of both. But, you know, astrologists say I am a Taurus, and that's how it goes. And I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Anyways, we were talking about Libras. Again, if you were born between September 23rd and October 22nd, you are considered a Libra. And, you know, really cool sign. Libras love luxury. They'll spend lots of money and surround themselves with beautiful things. And they seem to be constantly fussing over their appearance. So true. I knew someone that was just not satisfied with what she was wearing. It had to be better. She didn't like it. She was a Libra. So I definitely agree with. They love anything upscale and classy, and, you know, Libras work hard to please others. That I do agree with, and this they do, and others find them incredibly captivating. Some of the strengths that Libras have are that they're diplomatic, they're graceful, they're peaceful, idealistic, and hospitality. They have that. That's for sure. Like, hey, come in, Greg. Oh, do you want something to drink? I got it. They have hospitality. Some of the weaknesses, something that could, you know, some stuff we could work on, nobody's perfect, is that they can be vain, superficial, and unreliable. So that's just what the astrologists say. Let's go to Capricorn, my mother's sign, and one of my best friend's sign too. I have a lot of, you know, knowledge about Capricorns too, just because I'm around them. I mean, my mom's a Capricorn. Come on now. I know about Capricorns. If you were born between the months of December 22nd and July 19th, you are a Capricorn. Very ambitious people. They're always trying to pursue something, always have something they want to accomplish in their life. They want something to be fulfilled, important. Capricorns are extremely patient and will wait a long time for something they want. And when that opportunity arises, they will plan their steps carefully to others, and they might appear hesitant, but this is not true. They just know that they are there is only one chance to succeed, and they want that chance to succeed. So, you know, Capricorn's serious, one of the serious signs. You know, some people say, hey, you look upset. Why are you frowning? You're walking away. It's not that they're frowning. They're just thinking. There's always something running through their minds. They're just thinking all the time. They're thinkers. So, serious sign, an aggressive sign by nature. I have a Capricorn friend. He's in wrestling, and he also does football. So, and he also works out. So they're just aggressive by nature. And, you know, it's cool because for the most part, I get along with Capricorns. It's a strong sign, so we butt heads sometimes. But there's always ways that you can, you know, come to agreement, you know, by being diplomatic and stuff. So they're sometimes they say about Capricorns, there's not really any gray areas. It's they're taught this way. This is the way they're doing it. And there's no change in their mind. Kind of closed-minded is what astrologists say. So some of the strengths about Capricorns is that they're responsible, they're patient, they're ambitious, they're resourceful, and they're loyal. I totally agree with that. Some of the things they could work on, some weaknesses are that, you know, they're dictatorial, inhibited, conceited, and unimaginative. And that's what it says, astrology.com. Check it out. Let's go on to Aquarius. And if you were born within the months of January 20th and February 18th, then you are in Aquarius. Aquarius is a sign of visionaries. Oh my goodness. I have a friend in the military in Aquarius. He's always doing stuff in the future. You know what? In 8 months, I plan to do this. I got this done. Got to do this. Da, 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 da. They're visionaries. It's like it's almost like they live in the future. So interesting sign. Fun also. They're intellectual. They're unconventional. And they're independent. Aquarius are the people who deviate from the crowd and go their own way. They're always after intellectual stimulation, constantly delivering something new, forming new opinions, and stubbornly traveling their own way regardless of what other people think. So true. And that's what I like about Aquariuses, is they're not really too concerned about what the negative opinions others think of them, because, you know, they're determined, they're going to go their own way and do what they think is right. So that's what I like about them. They're filled with paradoxes. They're interested in the opposite ends of the spectrum. They like to be alone, yet they're social butterflies. So, wow, that's interesting. They're verbally skilled, very witty, and they observe how to interact with others through observation. And they're master manipulators, justifying anything they do or think. That means that they have an answer for everything. If you agree with that, send me an email at voiceamericakids@gmail.com. I want to hear what you think about this stuff. Some of the strengths about Aquarius is they're witty, absolutely. They're clever, humanitarians, they're original, and they're fun people to be around. Some of the things they could work on, some of the weaknesses, is that they're stubborn, they're unemotional, a little sarcastic, and a little rebellious. So definitely, let's go to Leos. If you're born between the months of July 23rd and August 22nd, then you are a Leo. Oh my gosh, I know so many Leos, and Leo is, that's my sign right there. Another one of my favorite signs, Leos. Leo is the lion. That is their mascot, if you will, the lion. You know, it represents them well, because they possess a kingdom in which, you know, they protest and they cherish. You know, they have high self-esteem. They're honorable. They're devoted to themselves, particular, and they like being respected. Let's talk more about the Libra when we get back. Stay tuned to the Terrence Rogers Show and Voice America Kids. We'll be back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're a member of the world's most amazing audience. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show, Voice America Kids. Before I left off, you know, I said we're going to talk a little bit more about the Libras, and which, you know, didn't make too much sense because you're talking about the Leo, but, you know, they're related. They're all zodiac signs. So we're really going to talk about the Leo, and that's what I was talking about. I have a lot of, not a lot, but I have a few Leo friends, and they're nice people, I have to say. They like being in the spotlight, you know. They always make their presence known. They're full of energy, and it acts like a magnet to other people. Others are attracted to Leo's wit, their charm, and what they have to say, and what they have to speak. They make it known. Some of the other things about Leos is they don't like to settle for second best. They only want the best, which can cause them, you know, can cause, you know, to lavish and excessive spending habits or whatever. But, you know, they like the best. And, you know, their public image is important to Leo. They like being respected. They like being seen in a good light, positive light, not a negative light. Leos love compliments. They like to be appreciated. Give Leos the compliments they need to know because it'll make them want to do more. You know, if you don't give them those compliments, according to astrologists, they'll suffer from a hurt ego silently. So you have to, you know, just show your appreciation. You know, if someone does something to you, not just for Leo, but any zodiac sign, any person, show your appreciation because it'll make them want to do more. Some of the strengths about Leos is that they're confident, they're ambitious, they're generous, they're loyal, and they're encouraging. Some of the weaknesses is that they're domineering, melodramatic, stubborn, and vain. Let's move on to Geminis. And if you were born in the months of May 21st or June 20th, then you are a Gemini. My aunt's a Gemini. I know some things about them, too. Gemini people are many-sided, quick both in the mind and physically. They have a lot of energy, vitality. They have clever words. They're intelligent, very adaptable to every situation. They're curious, so they are nosy people, and that's true. And they always want to know what's going on in the world around them. They're not one to sit back and, you know, watch what's going on. Oh, okay. No, they're doers. Come on, let's go. They want to be involved. You know, they're good dancers too. They like to dance. They like to get out there, have a good time. Again, sometimes, you know, they get a little bit too nosy and, you know, they have trouble, you know, minding their own business, but they're really good at communicating. And, you know, one thing about a Gemini is they will always keep you updated on like the latest gossip or what's going on, or, hey, did you hear about, it's like they always have something interesting to talk about. So that's something I like about the Gemini. It's like you won't get bored being around them because they have clever, witty, funny things to talk about all the time. You know, Geminis, you know, sometimes they go through the routine and, you know, that in boredom, and that's, you know, one of their fears. And also, Geminis would rather be naive than knowing the depressive truth. They do not want anything putting a damper on their freedoms of positive energy. One of the biggest fears also about a Gemini is that they fear to be alone. That's their fear. I have a Gemini, you know, I know a Gemini, and she's always asking me, cool, so did you talk to what's his name? Get out there, be social, come on, you have friends, right? Because their fear is to be alone. They don't want to be alone. That scares them. And the thing about the Taurus is, Tauruses actually accomplish the most success when they're alone. So it's like, I don't know how to react when they're saying, hey, be out there, you know, have a great, talk to everybody. Yeah, I mean, I could work on being more social, I guess, but I accomplish the most success when I'm alone. And just because I'm by myself doesn't mean I'm lonely. So just keep that in mind. Just because you're by yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. Because I have friends. I have great friends and I have great family. But I accomplish the most success on my own. No, I went off on a Taurus tangent, but let's talk about the Geminis. Some of their strengths are that they're energetic, they're clever, imaginative, witty, and adaptable. However, some of the things they could definitely work on is that they can be superficial, impulsive, restless, devious, and indecisive. So that's the Geminis for you. Let's talk about Sagittarius. And if you were born between the months of November 22nd and December 22nd, then you are a Sagittarius. Sagittariuses seem to be guided by luck. Good things happen to Sagittariuses, and this is usually because their optimistic outlook and positive disposition, which attracts good fortune. True, because if you believe in the law of attraction, you believe that if you have that positive energy and you think positive and you do things that will bring positive things to you, it will happen. That's all a part of the law of attraction, and astrology goes with that. You know, if you think negative, oh, I'm having a bad day. Oh, my alarm clock didn't go off. Oh, I missed the bus. Oh, I'm out of gas. Oh, bad things will continue to happen because it's that negative energy. It's just, it's attracting to you like a magnet. You know, you have to, don't think of your body as, you know, skeleton and bones, and think of it, your body as cells. Think of your body as the nucleus. Think of any energy. This is all matter. So your body attracts what you put out, you know, and watch the movie The Secret. And I encourage that you buy the book also, because you will learn a lot about it. And a lot of successful people have, you know, gotten their success because they were optimistic. They were positive. When it looked like things weren't, you know, going so well, they stuck in there because they had faith that they could make it. When you have faith in something, you know, it's not necessarily you get to see what's going on. You have faith. It's that positive energy. Faith can see what's going to happen 5 years down the line. It can see between those cracks and those corners that you can't see between. So you have to have faith, and Sagittariuses have a lot of that. Let's get back to them. Despite hardships, Sagittariuses always have an optimistic way of thinking that good things will happen tomorrow, and that, you know, the future carries good luck. They have a vibrant, you know, personality that's free like a bird, and they cannot be contained. They are full of curiosity, and they always look forward to the future, never dwelling in the past. And I like that. Let's, you know, don't live in the past, live in the future. They say that if you have one foot in the future and one foot in the past, then, you know, you're going to, you know, excuse me, this is a quote I heard, that you're going to pee in the present because, I mean, you can't move if you have one foot in the future and one foot in the past. So, anyhow, Sagittarius's, my martial arts trainer, Jake Mace, is actually a Sagittarius. Very determined person, very positive. He fits his sign like a Burlington coat because he fits his sign great. He is a Sagittarius. It also says astrologists say that Sagittariuses are detached, can be unemotional, and that they can be reckless and irresponsible, and will jump at a suggestion, you know, of something new before weighing the advantages or disadvantages, and they can be a little unreliable. You know, hey, I'll be there, but they don't really show up on time, or they don't show up at all. You know, they can be unreliable, and I've experienced that. Their strengths is that they're independent, and their weaknesses is that they're unemotional. Let's move on to Scorpios after we come back from the break. Terrence Rogers Show, Voice America Kids.
Out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network?
make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected. You're tuned in to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Terrence Rogers Show on the Voice America Kids Network. You know, it's interesting. I've just been talking about, you know, zodiac signs the whole time during today's show. If you were, you know, like, surprised, because it's kind of like, I don't want to say like magic, but you kind of think of it like that, like, oh my gosh, like, how did he know what I was, you know, I don't know if you've seen Chris Angel Mind Freak. They say, you know, how did he know what I was thinking? Or, you know, wow, I didn't know you could do that. So when you hear the zodiac signs, it's kind of like, wow, that's true. It's like magic. You know, that is true. I am a little lazy, or I am a little, you know, talkative, or I do like going places and being physical and, you know, showing off. Because, I mean, believe it or not, a lot of what, you know, they're saying, these zodiac signs are true, you know? So if I don't get to every single one by the end of the show, I am so sorry. There is always a next week, and I can talk about zodiac signs until I'm blue in the face. Because, you know, I study astrology a lot. I'm online looking up, and that's how I'm able to talk about this. It would behoove me to get up here and talk about astrology when I don't know crap about it. I'm just reading off a piece of paper. But I do study, and I do prepare before my shows so I can have some background on what's going on about what I'm talking about. Because what it's like putting somebody who's a journalist, giving them a uniform and telling them to go be a cop, you know, for a week. It doesn't make any sense because they don't have that type of training. And not to say I'm an astrologist, well, with all due respect, I'm not. I have no college education in that. But from what I read online and from you know, different studies I've been doing, I'm able to talk about some true events and, you know, true things about the zodiac signs. And I have, you know, research to back it up, because I'm not making all this up by myself. I'm actually reading off of different zodiac websites. So just wanted to get that out there. Let's talk about the next zodiac sign, which would be, in fact, if I can find it, horrible. crap. All right, so next zodiac sign, Scorpio. If you were born between October 23rd or November 21st, you are a Scorpio. Scorpio is the astrology sign of extremes and intensity. Scorpios are very deep, intense people. There is always more than what meets the eye. Very true. Very true. They present a cool, calm, detached, emotional air to the world, yet lying underneath is tremendous power, extreme strength, intense passion, and a strong, persistent drive. Scorpios have a very penetrative mind, and they always want to know why, where, and any other possible details they can possibly know. Scorpios are very weary of games that other people try to play, and they're very aware of it. They tend to dominate and control anyone that lets them, and, you know, they can spot a weakness like that. I just want to, you know, bring that up. They can spot a weakness like that. If you're weak, they can spot it. Some of their strengths is that they're loyal, they're passionate, resourceful, observant, and dynamic. Some of their weaknesses is that they are jealous, obsessive, suspicious, manipulative, and unyielding. Cancers! Another one of my favorite signs, Cancers. If you were born between June 21st or July 22nd, you are a Cancer. Cancer is a mysterious sign filled with contradictions. They want security and comfort, and yet they want to seek a new adventure. They are very helpful to others, and yet sometimes can be cranky and, you know, indifferent. Cancers have a driving, forceful personality that can easily be hidden beneath a calm and cool exterior. The crab is the Cancer's ruling animal. It's like the mascot, and it suits them very well. They can come out of their shell and fight, but they can also hide in their shell and scatter you know, into beneath the depths of the ocean. They are very unpredictable, and they can be fussy at times. I've dealt with some cancers that I guess aren't the nicest, and, you know, it's like... So, but anyways, cancers, for the most part, are very positive people. They're fragile. They have a delicate personality, and, you know, they're sensitive. Another water sign, so you have to be... careful, you know, what you say to them, because they are sensitive people and they can get their feelings hurt pretty easy. And one good thing about them is that a Cancer is like, they're one that always will want to stay in touch with the old friend and anyone who has ever been close to them. They always want to stay in touch because it's easier to maintain a friendship that they can that they have had than attempt to, you know, try to learn and trust a new person. It's easier for them, you know, this way emotionally, just to keep up with the old friend that they haven't talked to in a while, than try to go out and meet new people, because they're not as social as they could be, especially when, you know, you haven't really gotten to know them yet. Some of their strengths are that they're loyal, they're dependent, caring, adaptable, and responsive. And some of the weaknesses are that they are moody, they're clingy, self-pity, oversensitive, and self-absorbed. So that is that for cancers. And, you know, like I said, these zodiac signs are interesting. You find out, you know, stuff about them that you didn't think you'd know. And, I mean, you find out new stuff every day. Like, I didn't know that Sagittarius's like to, you know, always be doing something active, like to be, don't like to sit around and, you know, watch a movie, or they always want to be active. They like to travel. They like to do things like that. I didn't know that until I read up on their zodiac sign, and I was like, yeah, that is kind of true, now that I think more about it. So, you know, I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. And zodiac signs, that, you know, pretty much wraps it up for today. If I didn't get to your sign, there's always a next week. Don't worry. I didn't have some of the signs already, but that's fine. There's always next week. And yeah, if you have any questions, send me an email, voiceamericakids@gmail.com, because I'd like to hear what you thought of today's show and your opinion on it, because, I mean, your opinion is important to me. So thank you, Terrence Rogers, Voice America Kids, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to The Terrence Rogers Show. Make sure you join Terrence Rogers every week on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.